5 kilometers off Havana on Sunday evening, the ocean was still glass-like when the 61-year-old marathon swimmer, Diana Nyad, felt her right shoulder seize up with pain. But she kept swimming. At 1:30 p.m. Monday, with the ocean swells now buffeting her, Miss Nyad was struck by an asthma attack, her first ever, and struggled to breathe. But she kept swimming. She swam without a shark cage, despite warnings that the warm waters are infested with sharks. She was guarded by a flotilla of boats equipped with advanced navigation systems and shark shields. Nearly 12 hours after the asthma attack, halfway between Cuba and her destination of Key West, Florida, Miss Nyad began vomiting. She then reluctantly allowed herself to be pulled aboard a support boat where she was quickly wrapped in blankets. After swimming nearly 29 hours, she abandoned her 3-day quest to complete the 60-hour, 165.7-kilometer journey between Cuba and the United States. At the age of 29, Miss Nyad set a record for the longest ocean swim, 165 kilometers from Bahamas to Florida. A year earlier, she had tried to swim from Cuba to Florida. Strong currents and rough water had banged her body against a metal shark cage, forcing her to quit after swimming nearly 42 hours. Miss Nyad trained and prepared nearly 2 years for this week's swim. She lifted weights and swam 12 hours every second day. She hopes her quest might inspire others her age to begin energizing their lives with exercise. For people over 60, she said, the goal should be to live a life with no regrets and no worries about what you are going to do with your time. Fill it with passion. Be your best self.